Hey there, and welcome to Installment Insight number 356 that I hope will bring you a lot of value. If you're new to the channel, this episode may be a little bit sort of kind of advanced, but I've laid it up so that I think everyone, no matter if you're new to the channel or you've been tuning in for a while, I think can benefit from this episode, where we're going to talk about a brand new concept, something I just added to This Is Natto, the book I'm writing that is actually all but completed, a new concept that I think will be really helpful, and I call it counter efforts. So today we're going to talk about counter efforts. They can be really sneaky and they can get you stuck. So we're going to see how when you understand them, you easily get unstuck and sleep really well. All right, so we have to start with actually talking about sleep efforts. Some of you are very, very familiar with this, but to some of you it may be new. So let's talk about sleep efforts first. What is a sleep effort? Well, a sleep effort is anything you do to produce or protect or preserve sleep. And you know, there's so many of these. The classics are like taking melatonin, avoiding screens, you know, avoiding TV, you know, soothing sounds, things like meditation, breathing exercises, things of that nature. Anything you do with the thought that this is going to make me sleep more, or this is going to keep me from losing more sleep, that is a sleep effort. Now we're going to see why they're problematic by just thinking about that friend, the family member of yours who sleeps really well, the person that you're envious of, you know, the one that just like sleeps really easy and always sleeps good, right? That person has the secret to sleeping well. And if you ask that person how they sleep so well, they will share this secret with you by giving you kind of a look and going, I don't know. They don't know why they sleep so well, but that is the secret. When you're not thinking about sleep and you're not exerting any effort, sleep comes easy to you. And that's where you're on your way. You know, you are on your path there. So don't worry, you will get there. This is just for illustration, to kind of make the teaching point that sleep efforts are problematic because when there's no effort, we sleep well. So that was sleep efforts. I hope that was clear. Now that we talked about sleep efforts, we're going to use one to make our way towards counter efforts. So I just picked one here. Example of sleep effort is sleepy time tea. Let's say you've been drinking sleepy time tea for a while, just because you heard it's kind of relaxing. And you know, it's implied in the name that it will help with your sleep, but you've realized that, you know, it's a sleep effort. I'm kind of trying to make myself sleep, and you realize this is actually probably standing in my way. And then you think, I have to stop sleepy time tea so I can sleep well. You identify that sleep efforts are a problem, so you think, I got to get rid of this sleep effort which is standing in my way so that I then can sleep well. And naturally, or you can almost kind of smell where this is going. So let's say this happens. You identify sleepy time tea as a sleep effort, and you say, I got to stop this sleep effort so I can sleep well. Well, what happens? You're probably going to go, dang it, I stopped sleepy time tea, and I still didn't sleep. Think about this for a second. What happened here? What was the problem? What occurred? Well, stopping the sleep effort, which is sleepy time tea, became a sleep effort because the intent with not drinking sleepy time tea, which was a sleep effort, was to sleep more. So this is it. When you're trying to stop a sleep effort to sleep more, you have created what's called a counter effort. And it may seem a little like it takes a little while till you wrap around your head around it, but it's actually not uncommon at all. Some that I run across very, very often is, I have to stop sleeping in so I can sleep more. There's somebody who identify that, like chasing sleep, staying in bed in the morning to just like, I try to get some more sleep. That's a sleep effort. And then he's like, I got to stop doing that so I can sleep more. Now you created a counter effort. Or I have to stop meditating in the evening because you realize like I'm meditating in the evening. That's a sleep effort for me. Like I got to stop meditating in the evening so I can sleep more. Or I just thought about that really just before I came on. I have to watch Netflix so I can sleep more. When you hear that, it sounds like kind of weird, but my teaching is always like, do something you enjoy in the evening, like watch Netflix, you know? So you realize that by avoiding Netflix, that was a sleep effort. So now you're like, I gotta watch Netflix so I can sleep more. Counter effort again, where you're trying to get rid of an effort so that you sleep more. So now that you see this, you may be thinking, okay, how do I stop a counter effort, right? Think about that one for a second. You know, what is problematic in this question? How do I stop a counter effort? Well, of course, if you're trying to stop a counter effort so that you can sleep more, then you've created like a counter effort. So you can see the problem again with all types of effort. So let's go back to the sleep effort and see how you best address that one. And that will also lead us to the answer when it comes to these counter efforts. So a sleep effort, you know, you kind of have two alternatives when you identify like sleep time T. Let's use that example again. You've identified a sleep time T was a sleep effort. Then you have sort of two alternatives. Either you can just stop it, which can be very liberating sometimes. You're like, oh, I don't need to do that. I'm just going to stop it. If that feels good to you, that's perfect. But you don't have to do that. In fact, just being aware of it, just knowing that, sleep time T was a sleep effort, that changes everything. Because now there's no mystery. There's no trying when you have sleepy time T. So in a way, awareness is to actually stop the sleep effort, because when you're aware that it was a sleep effort and you're still taking the sleep time tea, but now just because you feel like it, there's no second thoughts, no intention, no purpose other than just enjoying it, then you've actually stopped the sleep effort, quote unquote, without stopping it. So awareness in itself is often all you need. And this is the key to counter efforts. If you're realizing like, okay, I've been trying to stop this sleep effort so I can sleep more. I've been doing these counter efforts. All you need is awareness. Seeing this is all you need. And I think the beauty of this is that, you know, it truly takes, when you deploy awareness in this way, it truly takes you towards that effortless place that leads to to sleeping so, so well. And, you know, I'm gonna end this insight episode by saying that, you know, we often hear that awareness precedes change, which I think is true. You know, when you understand something, you can easily change a habit or a thought or something like that. But I think it may actually be even more true to say that awareness is change. When you have understood something, your thoughts have already changed. Awareness is change, and often you don't need anything but awareness to get to that place where you don't struggle with sleep at all. I hope this was helpful to you. And if you would like to learn more, if you like the teaching here, which we call NATO, there are two ways to get some more help and support in that direction. And one is, of course, our self-coaching master program. Check it out. There you can learn NATO via videos and a Slack channel and live events. And you also have NATO delivered via an app. And actually, before I let you go, a little announcement here. On Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific time, we will have a guest here. So our open class, it will be myself and Namita, who was in a Talking Insomnia episode recently. She's an anxiety coach. She knows a lot of anxiety as well as insomnia. So if you tune in 10 a.m. Pacific time on Friday, you can ask her live questions about anxiety and insomnia as well. So look forward to having you back here real soon. Until then, take it easy.